Praise the Lord. So good to see all of you here tonight. I know that God's got something for you. I know we've already been blessed by His presence tonight in a great way. I don't know about you. I'm sure you felt the same, but I just felt such an awesome presence of God during praise and worship. Amen. And He's begun a work tonight, and what He's begun, He will complete. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer before we start tonight. Father, we just come before Your presence tonight, giving You praise and thanksgiving, asking You, Father God, to move and minister by Your word this night, Father God. I thank You that we have hearing ears and seeing eyes and obedient hearts tonight, Father God. I thank You that Your word will go out, Father God, and will not return void. But Father, it will accomplish that which it is sent to accomplish. And we thank You for it, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The title of my message tonight, as you can see, is God's Favor is Breaking Loose. Amen. Now, we've been talking about the great breaking loose, that the prophecy that God had given to Jerry Savelle for 2016 about the great breaking loose. And we're continuing on in that vein, but we're going to talk a little bit tonight about the favor and deliverance that God gives His people. And I want to begin tonight in Psalms chapter 12. That was pretty good. That was a ooh and an ah over there. Just kidding, y'all. Y'all did good. Psalms 12 and verse 5, it says, "For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him." So in this verse it says that the Lord shall arise. Amen. And I want to bring out a few scriptures here before I actually get started into the message about God arising on our behalf. So the Lord, it said He arose for the poor that were being oppressed. And also in chapter 17 of Psalms, verse 13, it says, "Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword." So again, He's saying, "Arise, O Lord," and to the one that is in trouble, be His deliverer. Amen. He is still our deliverer today. Amen. And He still will arise on our behalf. And then in Psalms 44, just a couple of more scriptures on. Okay, Psalms 44 and verse 26 says, "Arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake." So we can call on the Lord to arise for our help and redeem us or deliver us or help us, whatever we have need of. And then the last one is on God's arising, Psalms chapter 68. In verse 1, says, "Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him." So let God arise. Now when God arises, things change. Things happen when God arises, amen? But the thing is that we need to call on him. See, not to try to do it within ourselves, but to call on God as our helper, as our deliverer, amen, and to rise in on our situation and be our deliverer, amen? Now let's turn to Exodus. Exodus chapter 37. No, I'm sorry. Chapter 3 and verse 7. Exodus 3 and 7. Says, "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down, or you might say, I have arisen. Amen. I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up. Amen. God comes down, or he arises to deliver. Amen. Hallelujah. He comes down to deliver his people and to bring us up out of our affliction. Amen. He brings us up and out of our circumstances. Amen. He brings us up and out from our enemies. In the name of Jesus, God always shows up right on time. You know, we always want it done yesterday, but God is never too late. He's always right on time. And then over on to verse 21 in that chapter, it says, and I will give this people favor. Everybody say favor. Amen. We're breaking loose. We're having a breaking loose of favor. Amen. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty-handed. Amen. Now that's good news, isn't it? God will arise and he will deliver and you'll not go empty-handed. Amen. When God shows up, when God arises, he delivers, amen. Deliverance comes. When God arises, amen, favor flows. When God arises, increase comes. You do not leave empty-handed, amen. The enemy might be coming against you tonight. He might be trying to steal from you, kill or destroy in your life, but God will arise. Hallelujah. He will deliver you from the enemy. He will deliver you from that attack of the enemy, and he will cause you to increase. Hallelujah. Good news tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God didn't only deliver the Israelites out of Egypt or from the bondage that they were in, but he gave them the wages that were due them. Amen. Only God can do that. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, the Egyptians had held these wages back. Now, the enemy might be trying to hold something back from you tonight, but God has a way of causing the enemy to give you what is due to you. Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy or the Egyptians had held back their wages, but you know, God didn't only give them the wages back, but he also gave them the wages that was stolen from their ancestors over 400 years back, amen, with interest. Hallelujah. That is good news tonight, isn't it? Amen. So I know that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. The favor of God is breaking loose today. Hallelujah. He's breaking, the favor of God's breaking loose on his people, on his church today. Glory to God. And the favor of God is breaking loose on you tonight. And the enemy that has tried to steal from you, he has to give back to you, amen. It has to come back to you, everything he's stolen, and it has to come back with interest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now it's time for restoration, amen. Anybody ready for some restoration? Has anything been stolen from you? Has any finances been stolen from you? Well, we can stand on the word of God, amen. He is our restorer. He is our redeemer. He is our deliverer, amen. He pays back, and he pays back with interest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The favor of God is breaking loose on God's faithful ones. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. On his faithful ones. Amen. Let's turn to Acts chapter 7. Glory to God. Acts chapter 7. Everybody say favor.
Favor.
It's on me.
It's on me.
It's on me now.
It's on me.
Acts chapter 7, verse 9 and 10 says, and the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him and delivered him out of all, everybody say all, out of all his afflictions, and gave him favor. Everybody say favor. Amen. And gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Glory to God. I think that's increase, don't you?
Yes.
I think that's favor. I think that's God blessing you in a hard place. Amen. God is good, isn't he? Now, Joseph was sold into slavery. He was in a difficult situation. He was in a bad place. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Amen. But God was with him.
Yes.
Now, you might be in a bad situation tonight. You might be in a difficult situation tonight. But God is with you. But you might say, well, it doesn't look like God's with me. And I'm just saying, God, where are you? Have you ever been there? God is with you. I don't care what situation you're in. I don't care what the enemy is coming against you with. God is with you. And God gave Joseph favor, and he gave wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh made him governor over Egypt and all of his house. Amen. God turned a bad situation around for his good. Joseph was in a bad situation, but God arose.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He arose. God came on the scene. He gave him favor. Hallelujah. What the devil meant for evil, God turned around for good.
Yes.
Praise God. God made Joseph the head and not the tail.
Yes.
He made him above only and not beneath. Praise God. Now, your situation might be saying, but I look like I'm underneath, and I feel like I'm underneath. But God says, no, you just peek out just a little bit. You might not realize that, but you are above, and your enemies are beneath you. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever difficult situation you're facing tonight, God will arise, hallelujah, on your behalf. Amen. God will give you favor. God will deliver you. God will bless you. God will promote you. God will increase you. Hallelujah. What the enemy means for evil in your situation, whatever's coming against you, God will turn it around for your good. Amen. He will make you the head and not the tail. He will make you above only and not beneath. No matter what your situation looks like, God has never failed. Amen. He's not in the business of failing. Amen. He is in the business of triumphing. Amen. Overcoming. Hallelujah. Glory, he will set you in a high place. He set Joseph in a high place. Amen? God will arise and favor will flow. Are you ready for some flow?
Amen.
Amen. God will arise and favor will flow and your enemies will be scattered. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The favor of God is breaking loose. It is breaking loose. It's breaking loose in your life. The favor of God is on you. It is on you now. Amen. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Now, we know that we are in the last days, don't we? But in these last days, God is pouring out his spirit, amen. He's pouring out his power, amen. And favor is breaking loose on the earth, And God is doing a mighty thing in these last days, amen, because we are going to be a witness. The favor of God is going to be on us so strong that the people in the world are going to say, whoa, wait a minute. This is what the news is saying. This is what they're saying is going on the earth. But look at those people. There's something about them. What's going on in their life? Amen. Because of the favor of God. And it is a testimony. It is a witness in these last days of our great God. See, he says nobody will be able to deny the greatness of your God. Hallelujah. And when everything else is falling apart, amen, they can look and say, wait a minute, what is it with them? Why is everything going so good with them? Amen? And we'll say, well, look, I've got something to tell you about. Amen? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. It's Jesus. Those things that the enemy has held back. You know, there's some things in your life that's been shut up. There's some things in your life that the enemy has tried to hold back. But, everybody say, but our God is breaking those things loose today. And suddenly, those things will break loose. And the mighty power of God, it will show. He will show up. He will arise. And my enemies will scatter. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Favor is breaking loose. Favor is on God's people. The favor of God is surrounding you as a shield. You know, all of the chaos going on in the world. Now, we can't deny that there is some chaos going on. Amen. We know it, don't we? Yeah. Amen? But we are, I think it was, Amy talking about we are in a bubble? We plead the blood and we're in a bubble. Amen? Amen. So the chaos going on in the world, but here we are, we're in a bubble. Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes. We can have peace when the rest of the world is in turmoil. Yes. And they're saying, what is that? It's God. It's the God we serve. Right. It's his goodness on us. Amen. It's his glory on us. You know, God says he's coming back for a glorious church. Amen. Amen. So in these last days, his glory is going to be greater than ever. It's going to shine greater than ever. Amen? Because we are a people that stands for our God. We are a people that cannot be shaken. We're not shaken by what the news says. We're not shaken by what's going on in the world. Amen? Because we've got our eyes set on God. We've got our minds set on God. We've got our hearts set on God. Amen? And we know what the Lord has said that he is going to do for on our behalf in these last days. Amen? God is going to protect his people. God is going to bless his people. God is going to increase healings in the name of Jesus. He is going to increase our finances. Amen. He is going to increase miracles and signs and wonders on our behalf. He is moving in a great and mighty way. Hallelujah. So I want to read this tonight. I want to refresh our minds. I want us to keep it before us. Amen. Hallelujah. And God knows how to make every crooked place straight. Amen. Amen. Every crooked place straight. It starts out, and I get excited just from when it starts out. Extraordinary things are taking place in the heavenlies. Amen. That's exciting to know. Extraordinary things are taking place in the heavenlies. That means that God is at work. Yeah. That means that the spiritual realm is at work, amen? Even though the enemy is pouring out his fury, the Bible told us he would in the last days because he knows his time is short, amen? But the glory of God and the power of God, amen, is showing up greater, hallelujah. The light always pierces the darkness, amen? It always drives the darkness back. Hallelujah. Extraordinary things are taking place in the heavenlies. And 2016 will come to be known as the year of the great breaking loose. Yes. More and more notable miracles will break loose in the earth. Amen. More and more signs and wonders. More and more angelic visitations. More and more instant healings. More and more deliverances from demonic activities. More and more finances will break loose, amen, so my people can do more for the kingdom, saith the Lord, hallelujah. And during this time of the great breaking loose, the enemy will no longer, now that's what part of what I was talking about tonight, the enemy will no longer be able to hold back that which my faithful ones have stood in faith for, not even the things that looked as though they would never come to pass, for I will cause them to break loose, hallelujah, and to suddenly manifest, and to do so in such a way that no one will be able to deny the greatness of our God. Yes, 2016 will be a year in which my faithful shall be rewarded beyond their highest expectations, and they shall abound in my blessings as never before. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? Amen. God is a mighty God. Hallelujah. He has got great things planned for his people. He's got great things planned for his church. Amen. And you, praise God, can just be looking for it. Just looking for the breaking loose. Looking for the things in your life. Looking for increase in every area. Those family members that you've been praying for years, that you thought would never come to God. Amen. There's going to be a suddenly. Hallelujah. There's going to be sudden deliverance. Glory to God. There's going to be a sudden change in their life. Hallelujah. And nobody will be able to deny the greatness of your God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. I call it. I call it. I call the miracles. I call the blessings. I call favor. I call miracles and signs and wonders. I call the finances in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I call all those things that God has said belongs to the church for 2016. Amen. The great breaking loose. Now, there's been a battle in this thing, you know. I know each and every one of you's been there. You've been struggling. You've had a battle come against you. We've been in a fight, in a war. Amen. But I've read the back of the book. Amen. We win. We win. Amen. We are the victors. Hallelujah. We are triumphant. We are a triumphant church. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't lose heart. Don't faint. Don't waver in the day. When we were worshiping tonight, it kept coming up in my spirit. I am your soon coming King. Don't lose heart. I'm your soon coming King. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. And we've got to keep our eyes on that. We've got to keep our eyes on it. We can't get discouraged with the things that are going on the earth. Amen. That's okay. That's all right. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are so good. You are so good, Father. You are so good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness to us, Father. Lord, I thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father God. Lord, we put our hearts and our minds and our eyes on you, Father God. Father, we thank you that you love us so much, Father God, that you help us so much, and that you do so much for us, Father God, that you care so much for us, Lord. Father, this world will pass away. This world is only for a time, for a short time, Father God. But your kingdom, Father, is for eternity. Father, we thank you, Father God, that you have given us the way, Father God, to go and to be with you in heaven for eternity, Father God, in glory for eternity. Father, this is just a short passing place right here, Father. The things that we face in this life are temporal. But after this life is eternal. And that's the most important thing, is eternal. Father, we just want to acknowledge tonight that we don't put the things of this world ahead of you. We don't put the cares of this world ahead of you, Father God, because there's nothing more important than our relationship with you. There's nothing more important than making our hearts right, Father God, so that we can spend eternity with you, Father God. Father, we thank you that while we are here, Father God, on this earth, that you're with us, that you help us, Father God. You do deliver us, and you give us favor, Father God. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, Father God, that we can just turn to you and that we can just speak to you and talk to you and have a relationship with you, Father God, that you are that good to us and that close to us, Father God, that's all we have to do. It's not a hard thing. You've made it so easy for us, Father. But the evil one, the deceiver, tries to make it seem so hard so many times. But when we surrender all, when we surrender all of ourselves, Father God, we realize that it's not hard. It's an awesome thing. It is a wonderful thing, Father. It's great to live for you. It's great to serve you. Every day, it's not a drudgery. But it's wonderful because we've got you. Thank you, Father God. We give you all praise and glory. And Father, don't let anyone in this place, Father God, go into eternity without knowing you, Father. So I ask you tonight, each and every one of you right here in this service tonight, right where you're seated tonight, if you have any question about where you would go after you pass, make your heart right with God tonight, I urge you. Right where you're at tonight, just say, God, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Be my strength and my comforter and my guide. Help me to walk with you, Lord. Help me not to be concerned about the things of this world more than I'm concerned about the things of God. And I thank you and I praise you for it, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Give God a hand clap.